Kellogg, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. January 13th, 1903. Mr. Kellogg, my dear brother, I have already written a short letter to you this morning. I wish to tell you that I can see no hope in looking to anyone except you for financial aid in securing the Potts Sanitarium property near San Diego. I believe that you can devise some way in which to raise the money for obtaining this property at the price it is now offered us. Could not you hire the money of yourself to buy this property? Or else hire part of it from someone that you know would be willing to unite with you in this enterprise? I cannot think of anyone excepting yourself, but I think money could be hired in Iowa and Nebraska, and if you decide not to close this bargain yourself, I will at once make an appeal to my brethren and sisters there. If we dally now, our chance may soon be gone. The Potts Sanitarium property is just what we need for a medical institution near San Diego. It is none too far from the city, and in many ways is suitable for our work. You have seen it for yourself. At one time, it was offered to us for $11,000 if we would take it at once. Now, as you can see from Dr. Whitelock's letter, it is offered for $8,000, $3,000 less than the lowest previous offer. Should we wait any longer? I see no reason whatever why we should wait. We need a sanitarium at San Diego, and here is a building admirably suited for our needs, a building that we may occupy without delay. Can you not devise some plan whereby this property shall be obtained? It is all that we could ask for. I hope you will in some way secure it, for it is so desirable and just what is needed. Light has been given me that we should diligently search for properties that the Lord has prepared for us, properties that we can utilize at once without investing a large amount of money. Think what the sanitarium in Boulder cost, more than $80,000. Here is a building offered us for $8,000, a building not so fanciful and showy as is the Boulder Sanitarium, but in many respects much more valuable. If you can possibly arrange to do so, I hope you will purchase this property. I will interest myself to see that others become interested. In Australia, I had to push every step of the way in order to advance, and it seems as if I shall have to do so in California. I think that after having written these letters to you, my mind may be at rest. I know not where Elders Knox and Jones are. My son, W.C. White, will not be here before the last of January. I do not think that the proposition to rent the building would relieve the situation, for the owners have come to a point where they are compelled to offer the place at one half the price they offered it to us while we were there, which was $16,000. The agent is doing his best in our behalf. At the price they now offer to sell for, they will not wait long. But I will not write more now. I think that I have written sufficient to lay the situation before you.